Well, good evening to you.
Good morning and good evening.
Yes. How's the weather in Zimbabwe?
It is very hot, around 33 degrees Celsius tonight. It's almost 28 now, but it has been hot, still hot.
It's pretty chilly in San Francisco.
Sounds great. Sounds great.
Just wanted to kind of have a chat with you, get to know you a little bit better, and kind of get some insight into Gateway to Elation. So I kind of just wanted to start off by asking for a brief sort of background, if you will, of yourself, you know, your what it was like growing up and your vision, that sort of thing.
Okay, thank you. Should I start now? Yeah, okay. I was born, from what I am told, is I was born sighted, from what I'm hearing. So I only got blind at the age of 3 due to glaucoma. It was difficult to get specialized doctors for eye doctors. So the generic hospitals couldn't treat it. So I eventually lost my sight when 3. But fortunately enough, because my parents made the decision, the very important decision of taking me to school, because most blind people are not taken to school in Zimbabwe. So I was taken to school at a relatively young age, at around 6 years. That is where I went to learn Braille and skills as a blind person. So, but it was mostly Braille because it was mostly academic. It's a mainstream school here, so blind people weren't given that much attention except Braille and mostly academic and a few skills here and there. It all went quite well up until when I was at university. That is where I discovered that, because we used to depend on our sighted friends for reading mostly. There were no books or accessible things. So we had to ask friends to read for us. But when I grew up, which is when I was at university, that's when I asked myself, how can a blind, I mean, I had heard a lot of things about computers, a lot of great stuff about computers and what they can do for people. But then I was inquisitive on how this can be of help to the blind. So I thought there was a special computer, but then I discovered that blind people can use any other computer. So when I taught myself on how to use it, it was really amazing what a computer could do for a blind person, because we're using Microsoft Word and other word processing programs, we could do work on our own. So that is how I got this vision of Gateway to Elation. But before I got there, I tried to train one or two of my friends to see if it could work.
That's great. So you started receiving blindness services when you were in school.
Yes,
Yeah.
I did.
So other than Braille, was that about it? There weren't really any kind of like orientation and mobility, or did you have any kind of sort of life skills or mobility training at all as a child?
We had heard that there's something called mobility and orientation. Perhaps there was a theory, more of a theory to that. But then practically, because when I was at primary school, I didn't own a cane, which I think was a disadvantage for me. Okay, so this, I mean, I think that is how the cane is begin to be stigmatized, because if you weren't using a cane as a blind person when you were young, I think it naturally would have meant that you won't use it when you grow up. But when, well, for me, I changed because I realized that the cane is very important for a blind person, especially when I was at university, because university is a big campus, and sometimes you need to go out and do your shopping on your own. as a blind person. It's unlike a school setup where everything is done for every child.
So how old were you when you received your first cane?
I think I was 16, but I never used it. I just kept it because I was still in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So in high school, like I said, we're kids. Everything was done for all kids. We the TH, we had everything. But the story changed when we went to university. Because in university, people were expected to be as independent as possible. So that is when I began to. So I kept it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But time came, I used it.
When you were kind of teaching yourself how to use the computer, did you have any kind of assistive technology at all, like any screen readers, any kind of auditory assistance, or how did you teach yourself?
Okay, first of all, I used what we call JAWS,
mm-hmm.
but then it was 40 minutes mode.
Yeah. Oh, I've definitely used JAWS in the 40 minute mode several times.
Yeah, and that was, I don't know, Narrator by then, because it was Windows XP, Narrator by then was something else. It wasn't accessible, Narrator itself as a screen reader. So. Yeah. I had a friend, his name is Abraham. He used to assist me here and there. But then when I discovered that there is what we call NVDA, because people hated the eSpeak from NVDA, so they preferred then the 40-minute JAWS because of eloquence. And eloquence, really, I must say, is much clearer voice. But well, I stuck to NVDA because it wasn't. First of all, it was free. And secondly, it had free updates. And yeah, so I got more used to eSpeak. So that is how my life became easier after I converted to NVDA. Mm-hmm. So I was using NVDA with Windows XP. Yeah, that was quite a long time ago.
And that was all available at your university?
Well, this computer, which I was using, it had been sent to me by a friend of mine from the UK.
Mm-hmm.
I had asked her, because she used to send me audio cassette tapes and tape recorders. But then when I asked her about the computer, then she just, okay, I'll try to send you something. I don't know if it will work, just try. So that is how it all began.
So it was kind of discovering how computers can really enhance and change the life of blind and low vision people. That's what kind of gave you the vision of Gateway to Elation.
Yes, definitely. Because after realizing how I became independent as a result of the computer, that's when I thought of how can other blind people benefit from this, because it cannot only be a few of us. Why can't I spread this news?
Yeah.
But then I was still at college, so I finished college first. But I tried to train one or two or three of my friends on how to use, but we're using the same computer, which is my computer.
Mm-hmm.
So we tried.
In the Holman Prize video, the pitch video that you submit with the application, you talked about kind of having this vision of teaching computers and orientation and mobility and also social skills amongst blind people. Can you kind of go a little bit further into that? What were your experiences, your social experiences as a blind child and young adult?
Yeah, so the reason why I came up with this kind of bundle of computer literacy, mobility, social skills, and so on and so on, is because I came to the realization that, because for me, for me personally, I saw that if I depend much on the computer, well, the computer is interesting. I could spend hours and hours on it without going outside.
Mm-hmm.
So I become nerdy. So that is when I said, okay, let me add mobility and orientation to that to spice it up.
Mm-hmm.
And mobility doesn't work alone. I mean, someone needs to be socially interactive. A little bit too much when I was starting.
Great.
Yeah, 3-in-1. So, but I tried. That's when I said, no, in order for blind people to be as outgoing and as independent as possible, why not try to combine these three but different components into one bundle? So, because in my youth, when I was young and as a young adult, this really affected me because I stayed indoors mostly, especially during the semester break or semester holidays.
Mm-hmm.
With my computer, everything seemed fine, but then I had to go. I mean, I then discovered that I need to go out as well.
I used to work at a school for the blind, and I know working with blind and low vision children, a lot of the time, you know, they can be very isolated, especially coming from another school where maybe they're the only blind person. So they're kind of used to, it's common for a blind person to feel sort of isolated and kind of fall into themselves more. So I think this aspect of, you know, combining the technology with the orientation and the social skills is a great way to really, like you said, that gives them true independence because, you know, it's giving yeah. them a way to interact with their world, but also with the people in their world around them. And that's, you know, key to independence. And I think that's a great added quality to Gateway to Elation that isn't necessarily in a lot of other blindness organizations or services.
Thank you so much. You know, with the computer, it was the time when Facebook was really popular.
Mm-hmm.
So you stimulate the world using Facebook and say, okay, but I can meet people on Facebook. But then that wasn't enough because if you're always at home, it's not always enough. I needed to meet people, like real people.
Mm-hmm.
So that I then saw that there's a loophole here. So I decided to try to bundle these three together.
Yeah, I think I honestly probably everyone could use a little bit of social skill. We're all on our computers and our phones so much. I think there is kind of a lost touch in that social aspect of actually being in person and not just social from behind a screen.
Yeah, that's true.
How did you find out about the Holman Prize? How did you first hear about it? And what sort of motivated you to want to apply and kind of take Gateway to Elation to the next level?
Well, I think I have two video pitches of me. Mm-hmm. Before this, for the Holman Prize. I think I heard about it in 2017 or 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Through the internet, because I was searching for grants for Gateway to Elation. Then I don't know, I came across the Lighthouse for the Blind Holman Prize when it was starting.
Mm-hmm.
I did a pitch then I did another pitch in 2019 or 2018, maybe 2017 and 2018. I still have those pitches with me here. So I didn't submit or apply.
Mm-hmm.
Up until this year of 2021. So I've been in your mailing list, I think, since 2017. And I've been receiving call and winners, seeing everything. But I was inspired from the start by the life of James Holman, that he decided to, he took it upon himself to travel the world. Since his life seemed to be ending when he lost his sight, he didn't accept defeat. He said, let me then travel the whole the world, blind as I am, and just circle the whole world and prove to the world that a blind person can do it. And it's really inspiring because in those times, I guess travel was difficult, was more difficult than now. Now we've got airplanes and so on and so on. But I think by then, it was more difficult for him to do that, but he made it. So I really, every year I would think about it and then, but finally this year I applied.
Well, we're glad you did.
Thank you.
So, you know, you said that you discovered Holman through kind of searching for grants and things for Gateway to Elation. So how long has this this sort of been a work in progress for you?
The Gateway to Elation?
Yes, sorry.
It's okay. I started in 2016. Because in 2015, through the internet again, I came across the Kantara Institute, which is in India, where they provide training for leadership and project management. It's a social change institute. So I went there for a year. That is why I always say I appreciate the role of the internet in the life of myself and in the life of other blind people, because we come across many, many opportunities using our screen readers. So when I came back from Kantara in 2015, in December of 2015, I immediately started Gateway to Elation in 2016 up until now. So the work is still in progress.
So since winning the Holman Prize, how has that affected Gateway to Elation and just kind of your expansion and your growth and what you've been able to do?
It has really helped me to, because it's mostly traveling around the country. So I'm now able to travel and meet new people, other new blind people, especially those in the rural areas, even those in the cities, because life for a blind person is almost the same for that one here in the city and for that person in the rural areas, because we face the same challenges. We can't access information. We can't access what other people do access easily. So this Holman Prize is helping me to meet new people. As Gateway to Elation, it means expanding and going to other remote or hidden parts of Zimbabwe. Also, the fact that the Holman Prize is a prestigious award for blind ambition, it really increases the value, I mean, or the popularity of Gateway to Elation amongst the people. Yeah, because this award is really amazing.
Yeah, that's great. So what are your plans or goals for the coming year? What would you like to do? Where would you see yourself and Gateway to Elation in the next year?
Okay. I see myself and our Gateway to Elation, because my vision has been to reach as many blind people as possible. Mm-hmm. So I see myself achieving this in my Holman year. I'm sure, because also in my proposal, I said that I will start a podcast using during this in my Holman year. I think that will also help, because it will continue even after the Holman Prize has ended. The podcast and YouTube channels will need to continue because we need to document the lives of other blind people. So the more people I reach, the more blind people will be empowered, and the more blind people will be more employable, because the end goal is for them to be employable or able to use these skills for the betterment of their lives, either in school or personally, because the key is access to information using these computers. So basically, yeah, that's that.
That's excellent. Well, I think you're off to a fantastic start. And I'm glad that, you know, having the Holman Prize behind you, glad that it's helping move everything forward, and it's getting, as you said, that kind of the prestigiousness of the award is kind of making it more popular, and it's kind of helping to spread the word more so.
Yes, definitely.
Well, I'm excited to see what else you do and how far this goes, and, you know, possibly becoming a bigger sort of organization. Anything's possible?
Yeah, very, very possible, especially after winning this prestigious award. People will be, I mean, more donors will obviously come after hearing about the partnership that I would have had with the Holman Prize, mm-hmm. and successes that I would have made. I can then use that to look for more funding to make the organization bigger, to reach more people.
No, it's fantastic. I mean, that is kind of the also the goal that Lighthouse has for Holman Prize is, you know, it's sort of the like a snowball effect. You know, the more people we reach, and the more people know about it, and the more it inspires other blind and visually impaired people to, you know, go after their goals and better themselves, and just kind of, you know, spreading accessibility and equality to blind people all over
the world. Yes, definitely. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you so much for your time and kind of letting teaching me more about your project and yourself. It sounds like a fascinating journey, and I know the rest of the Lighthouse and Holman team are excited to see where you go, and I'm sure plenty of other people all over are rooting for you and excited to see where this Gateway to Elation takes you, the people you serve, and yourself.
Yeah, definitely. We are definitely hopeful that after this my Holman year, many lives will be changed for the better, and they will be seeing the benefits or the advantages of being independent, simply being a person who can do one or two things on their own. It makes life worth it to live.
Yes, it definitely does. That sense of self-worth is very important. And even just these little steps and little things, when you can do it and do it well and independently, it just provides so much for your emotional health as well.
Definitely. So, yeah, this is a very great opportunity once again that I've been given by the Holman team, the Holman Prize team, and the Lighthouse for the Blind.
Well, we're so pleased that you applied this year after, you know, thinking about it for so many years. So this is an excellent opportunity for us as well.
Yep. Thank you so much.